HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Security agencies have intensified searches across the Kashmir Valley after a series of targeted killings of civilians. Sources said the NIA is likely to take over the probe into the wave of violence. The Resistance Front and other Pakistan-based outfits are emerging as the main perpetrators. Terrorists have killed 11 civilians, including 5 non-local laborers, this month. China has ramped up the scale and duration of its military drills across the border in Arunachal Pradesh. This comes amid a standoff along the line of actual control in the Ladakh sector. The infrastructure development by the PLA was first noticed by the army in Arunachal Pradesh's Asha Pillar sector. It led to a corresponding increase in troop deployment there, said the army. Rain fury in Uttarakhand led to the death of 34 people across the state. A flash flood was reported in Nainital, cutting off the popular lake town from the rest of the state. The heavy rainfall has been triggered by an unusual western disturbance that originated in the Mediterranean region. The deaths have occurred since Monday when a cloud burst took place. Since then, incessant rain has continued in Uttarakhand. A spirited bowling performance helped Bangladesh defeat Oman by 26 runs in the T20 World Cup. The match was held at the Al-Emirat Cricket Ground in Muscat. Oman was chasing a target of 154 but kept on losing wickets at regular intervals. With this win, Bangladesh have kept their hopes alive of progressing to the Super 12 stage. Both Oman and Bangladesh now have one win each. A study has claimed that high cholesterol during pregnancy can impact a child's health later in life. It has been associated with more serious heart attacks in young adult offspring. The research was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. The scientists, however, said that more research is needed to verify the findings. If confirmed, high cholesterol in pregnancy should be considered a warning sign, they added.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.